Hello and welcome to In Depth. That is the PSA program on all Lotus stations right now. And in the studio for the first time, Michael and Allie Ball. They are the Reno race directors for Cupid's Undie Run, which just sounds adorable and fun. And it's for Cupid's charity. So how are you both?
We're doing good.
Good.
Cool.
Good.
So,
good. Got the kids to school. We're calming down.
Kind of settling. We can just chill, have a nice conversation.
Yes, that's what
this is all about.
Yes.
So, in case people don't know, what does Cupid's Charity kind of deal with?
So, Cupid's Charity is a nonprofit organization that raises money for treatment and to find a cure for a genetic disorder called neurofibromatosis.
Right. And you guys have a personal stake in this. Your son has this affliction.
Yes, yeah. We have a 10-year-old son. He was diagnosed in 2016. So he's our real driving force for this.
Right. So neurofibromatosis, in case people don't know, what is this sickness about?
So anywhere, you're missing part of your 17th chromosome. And so anywhere you have nerves in your body, you can grow tumors. And there's two different types of tumors. One is a small, typical fibrous mass that is benign.
Okay.
And typically, sometimes they can be malignant or cancerous. And they'll grow either singular, anywhere you have nerves. So anywhere in your body, it could be inside your muscle, on top of your bone, as they exit the bone, between joints, on top of your skin, eyes, ears, inside. Brain. So it's pretty scary, and you can't really tell by the title of it where or how it's going to affect each person. Everybody's
okay.
Individual.
It's very unique.
Yes.
To each person. Okay. So imagine if it's on nerves, it's going to be incredibly painful.
It can
push on the nerves, which can cause a lot of pain.
Okay.
They can be on the surface of the skin or inside, so you can't even see them sometimes, or sometimes they will grow. It's just case by case. You just don't know what to expect. It's
gotcha.
1 in 3,000 are diagnosed with it.
So really?
It's more common than you would expect.
So yeah. Some people are walking around living with it, and they don't even know.
Really?
Because they might only have one or two.
Okay.
And they could be inside their tissue and never even know. Our son is pretty skinny, and so you can see bumps here and there.
He's a little lumpy.
So some people might not know they have it, and it might not affect them, and they might never have a problem. Some people, it's all on the outside, like on the top of their skin, and it can look not nice. It's hard. It affects their life. Physically and mentally, people, what they see. And so that's part of the Undie Run. That's part of being in your underwear. We're showing what...
Just being exposed,
exposed,
but not being shy about it and being okay with it, and everyone's on the same playing field.
That's kind of how it started. Cupid's Undie Run started in Washington, D.C., and it was a group of friends that just rallied around their friend, and they said, you know, we can be vulnerable for this one day in our underwear, because you can't hide what's on the outside of you. So we are going to get together rally and support our friend. So
that's
kind of the beginning of what Cupid's started as.
Very cool. And it's in what, I think it's like 37 cities or something. I think that's just off the top of my head.
Yeah.
38 maybe, 38? Including Reno.
Yeah. But Reno, when did Reno start? Have you guys always been involved?
Year.
This
is the first year.
Yeah.
Wow, cool. Getting in under the wire. This is great.
Yeah.
This is our first professional
interview.
And a good way to kick it off in Reno. We did the Undie Run in San Francisco last year. Allie had wanted to do it the year before, and it just didn't work out.
Yeah.
And so we made it work last year, and we had such a good time, and we were really thankful. One of the things about NF or neurofibromatosis is that there's not a lot of support out there, because as a parent...
At least in Reno, small... when our son was diagnosed, we had... I couldn't even pronounce it, first off, but...
Yeah.
We had never heard of anyone that had it, and still, locally, we don't have anyone that we know that has it. So I think that was one of the reasons we enjoyed San Francisco so much, was that we got to be with other people that had similar experiences.
Right.
And I would just love to be able to support. I know there's people out there.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know
And again, maybe they don't know what they have.
Totally.
It could be they're hearing this now and thinking, well, hey, this sounds, you know, right. something, maybe something I feel like I'm being afflicted with or something. And also, I mean, it's one in every 3,000, yeah. which is like, problem with some of these sicknesses is they're like, they affect a lot of people, but not enough to get notice from the media or active, like advocates.
Right.
And maybe they need a light shined on them.
It's a pretty broad spectrum of how it can affect you too.
Right.
That chromosome itself has a lot of different processes that it does.
Right.
And so I think that, you know, you might have there could be other issues, not only just the tumor.
Or right,
tumors
of course.
Or whatever they happen to be, yeah. the fibromas. It's pretty wild. So 1 in 3,000, 50% of the time, it's genetic, meaning it's passed from the parents, one of the parents or both. And then 50% of the time, it's random.
It's a mutation.
Really?
It's a mutation,
yeah.
Wow.
So it's pretty wild.
Yeah, it's hard to predict almost, I would think.
Yeah, and it's hard to figure out. We just happen to be really blessed by one of our friends that we were camping with, and she's a nurse practitioner, and she said she had seen some spots on our son, and they look like kind of like birthmarks, but they're kind of creamy looking. They call them a cafe au lait spot.
Oh, interesting.
And so she said if you have, I think it was 5 or more, bigger than a quarter, there's a good chance that you need to get it looked at. So we ended up doing some research, and that's how we ended up finding it. It took us a couple months of
genetic testing
and, gotcha. And just getting all, you know, jumping through hoops for insurance and all that.
Yeah.
Stressful.
Yeah, as we all do.
Stressful and scary. We didn't want it to be that, mm-hmm. but at the same time, we wanted answers.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and that is, like she said, it was nice to be able to go to a place where there's a group of people that have the same, are living with the same thing. Either it's the parents or there was actually, in San Francisco, there was some runners that were, that have NF too.
Wow.
So it's nice because we really, to have that camaraderie and somebody to join in and have a connection with, because it's hard to take your kid in and or adult or whatever happens to be, you go get an MRI once a year, maybe twice a year to check to make sure you don't have any new growths. But other than that, you can't really do anything.
Yeah.
Unless it's threatening.
Right.
Or it's bothering them, life-threatening. They kind of just leave them alone. And so you're basically just on a holding pattern, kind of your whole life.
Okay, and that's the whole point of this Undie Run is to raise money. They're looking for a cure,
yeah. Right?
And how close are they, do you know?
So we, Cupid's Charity directly works with another group that's called Children's Tumor Foundation.
Right.
And they are really... Their main focus is finding a cure for neurofibromatosis. They have doctors and scientists that are constantly working toward finding something. They have drugs that are helping right now. They just have something that's going out in the market.
They're getting ready to release a pill that helps to shrink tumors.
Helps shrink
of
the tumors.
Okay.
Yeah.
Some of these sweet kiddos, they have these disfiguring tumors are growing on their neck. They need help, and it's painful, and it's hard for them to be in school. And we're working on this. This is what we want to see happen.
And thank you for heading this up in Reno. That's
no
really
problem.
Cool to like put shine a light on this. And so it's happening February 8th is the actual run itself.
Yeah. Correct.
People can sign up. Anybody.
Yeah.
Anybody can sign up.
You
it's not a, it's not a race.
Yeah.
This is very important to understand.
There's no 5K, 10K.
There's no 5K. This
sort
is
of
not
deal.
This is not a race. It's not for time. It's for fun. It's to, you know, show awareness for people to see, like, why are those people running in their underwear?
Right. Yeah.
You know, that'll make you ask questions.
I like to call it, I like to think of it more because it's only a mile run.
Yeah.
Maybe not even quite a mile.
Right, it's less than a mile.
I like to think of it more as like a dare. Because what we're doing is we're raising money, and those that have registered for the run, they are trying to raise money. So I think of it more as like, how much will you give me if I run down the Virginia Street in my underwear?
It's a bet, basically.
Totally. And Cupid's advertises this as... the nation's biggest pantsless party. So we start out.
Everyone's going streaking.
In essence. We're going streaking.
Beautiful, but for a good cause.
Yeah. So we're starting at the Saint on Virginia Street.
Oh, right on.
You get to check in, get a little liquid courage if you need it.
Not a bad idea.
We're going to run our mile and then we're going to come back and celebrate and have some more fun.
Yeah, all right.
So it's a party and it's going to be great. And you're doing something good while you're having fun, which is
the best thing.
Best of both worlds.
Win, win, win.
Yeah.
And typically they try to do the race across the nation, either the 8th that weekend or the following. All the month of February.
Cool.
So there's going to be a lot of people racing during that week. So Instagram will be blowing up and it's going to be all over.
Cool.
But it's typically about the same time of day. Well, I guess as we go across the country, it'll, you know, just kind of keep
It'll
going.
Vary, yeah.
But it's really a lot of fun for the, you know, the, even if you, when you sign up, you get what would be the best term for that? Like a, not just a page, but it's like a dashboard where you have a, like a donation site.
So
a fundraising page.
You can have your own if you want friends to contribute.
Once you sign up, you get one. Everybody
Email,
gets one.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
So like you'd get one and it gives you like a log of how much you've made in donations. If people want to say, you know, you're saying, hey man, you want to run with me? And you can just send them a link straight there and it goes right through you, or they can make donations. they made it really easy. It's a really awesome organization and they just really want to help find a cure. And so you can tell by what they've given us to help us be successful.
They want to have fun while they're doing it,
yeah.
too, which is great.
It's a lot of fun.
The other thing about it that I think is a lot of people say, undies, I'm not doing that. So we're out there to have fun. People come.
Trust.
In all sorts of outfits.
If
you want to wear your long underwear, you can.
Tights with underwear over the top.
Tutus, pajamas. We'll take you. We'll take you no matter
what. Get your Burning Man outfits out, man.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, there's wings there, and you know, there's all different kinds of stuff.
If you look on the Cupid's
jog.
Oh yeah. It's we're just out there to raise some money. Yeah.
Yeah.
Walk, crawl, whatever you need.
Beautiful. What webs? There is a website.
Yes. If you go to cupids.org, so CUPIDS.org,
cool.
It will give you all the information that you would need. Any information on neurofibromatosis or or Cupids, you can find it all there.
Okay.
And you can sign up there too if you want to. You just click on Find Your City and Reno will be in there and you can sign up straight through that. It'll basically let you know everything, and then we get information that you signed up, and it'll be fun.
And then show up. So what time on the 8th again at the Saint?
It'll be 12 o'clock to 4.
12 to 4. Okay.
Yeah.
12 is check-in.
Okay.
The run is at 2.
Yeah, it's at 2.
Okay.
But the party starts at noon.
Yeah.
Right on. Very cool. Go for a jog and then have a couple drinks if you're
age. So we check in, and if you are signed up to do it, it's like we'll keep everything safe. We have... You know, you can bring your clothes, we'll put it in a bag, and somebody will be watching everything. And then, so you don't have to worry about that kind of stuff. And we're going to have a, you know, pantsless party.
There you go.
And there'll be a DJ, and there'll be some food, and it'll be fun.
Food, drinks, fun.
Yeah. Very good. Party. Cupid Undie Run is on February 8th. Allie and Michael Ball, thank you so much for coming
and
talking about this.
Thanks for having us,
Ian. Thank you, Ian. Appreciate it.